we thank God for Mama, you know, ministering to us, and also Mom. It's nice to have these women just pouring to us, you know. Just want to sit. I think we just need a session where we just sit down and they just pour into our lives. It's such an encouragement. Because sometimes, you know, actually in the Bible it says that the older women do what?
Teach.
They teach the younger women because they've gone through so much. And we can get so much from them. And sometimes, you know, we can look at ourselves, we feel, okay, we know so much, we are more computer literate, we are more what. But these women have gone through so much and they can deposit so much in us. So, Mom, we take that word and we run with it. Let's be women full of wisdom. And we cannot have wisdom unless we stay in the presence of God. Because when we stay in the presence of God, then God will teach us what we need to do. God will give us wisdom on how to handle situations and how to handle circumstances, even in our own homes. Because there are so many things that can come to us, and you know, we want to rush into things. We want to make, you know, quick decisions. But when God gives us the wisdom, then we are able to do the right thing. Before we close out, I just want just one woman to say something, and that's Mama Ngethe, and then we'll pray. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. And then you're going to wind up in prayer for us.
Praise Jesus. Amen. God is good. Amen. Amen. I love Jesus. And I'm excited to be in your midst.
We are not here.
Talk louder. You come here. Then you will get the tea in plenty.
I need a cup of tea.
I'm excited to be in your midst, and it's such an honor even to wind up as my mom has spoken, and the other mom, we have a few today, and I am the oldest. Yes, I have all the privilege even to speak and to wind up. There is something I wanted to add to what. There is somewhere in the Bible, I think in the Proverbs, I don't remember how it says, you were a lady, to me a woman.
The Bible says that a wise woman,
no, a worker, I know, but
she builds her house with
now, all hands. To me a rose, she owns me a
woman. The same woman who is foolish.
So it is upon us women to know our standing, our children, we have so much, and we have a ministry. Maybe you are not having a ministry outside, but you have a ministry within yourself and in your house. I've been very close to Mom. And we have really worked with her. And I can say so much until tomorrow morning. But I don't know what to say. And I'm excited that I have known her and I have been part of her life. And I thank God for everything that God has done. Even sometimes I come to this church because of her. So I kind of got here,
so whenever our mom comes in, she's not here.
I am actually going to miss her so much. And you are meeting in my house.
That's
because. And it was a day I have never forgotten. Because it is an extension. You are extending. And I know, I believe, I don't know, it's all over again. No, it's too corrupt. We are going to treasure the word. We are going to treasure you, and we are going to pray for you, and we will be together with you. Na wahurira nyoka bithi mure na nje no uletagia ni mukahurira pastor.
Yeah.
I know what we need to read it about my mother and
For one another, standing with one another in the name of Jesus. We pray.
pray that King of Glory, we are going to send a very good example. And above everything, that wisdom will reign in us. Wisdom, as our mothers have told us, that will reign in us, in our homes, in our children, and in our workplaces. In the name of Jesus, lead us and guide us. Increase us in every area, my Father. Where we have failed, my Father, some of us are weak, some of us are strong. My Father, may we lift up the weak ones and walk together in the name of Jesus. My Father, be glorified, be magnified, be exalted beyond measure. And my Father, we have breakfast that we are going to share, and as we eat and fellowship, bless it and sanctify it. Bless every hand that participated in making something in the name of Jesus. We glorify your name. We pray for those who don't have anything to eat or drink. They are not even expecting anything, my Father. Some are very sick. They don't even want to see food. King of Glory, provide for them. Be there for them in every way possible in Jesus' mighty name. Do only what you can do. We pray all this, believing and trusting in your holy name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen.